Fev, your birthday. Your 40th was this weekend.
We delayed it. Obviously, my birthday was January 20th.
Yes.
I turned 40. My daughter Mia, Nick, turned 21 on the 14th, so obviously in the same week. And we planned to have it back then, but we thought, oh, we better not, because it was hard to get a place to have a venue to have as many people as we needed. Mia had about 200, I had about 50. So we delayed it until it was reopened, and the Albion, where we were going to have it, just reopened 2 weeks ago. Then obviously we went into lockdown, and it was this Saturday night that we were having it. Everyone's been invited. People were flying in from interstate, but we thought, I knew we'd be out of lockdown, but I just thought on the Saturday, for all of us to be out partying on a Saturday night, it's probably not the right vibe.
What else you got on? No, you're playing COD? What are you doing?
I just don't want the backlash.
When's Fev ever said, oh, to be out partying on a Saturday is a bad look for the footballers?
We'll get hammered. So I just thought, just to be the right thing, don't want too many people in the same room. So we're going to postpone it. So it's delayed. But then I put it up on Insta because I was like, I can't be bothered texting everyone. I was like, I can't be bothered texting everyone either. A lot of people to text. I'll just chuck it on Insta. Perfect.
What about the people who don't have Insta? Well, Ange would turn up.
No, Ange wasn't invited. There's no old people. They're looking after the kids. Mum goes, are old people out of cover? I said, no, it's at the old, you know, it's wrecked the vibe. So I put it up on Insta.
Don't want your dad at your 40th. No. To really bring the mood down.
Well, we had a family thing with the family. Okay. So this is just more mates and get around people. Like, you know what the parents said? Yeah. Dad would make an idiot of himself. They wouldn't be able to understand. Now, I put it up on Insta, the invitation picture, and saying, the party's closed down. It's not going to happen. There's a lot of people I didn't invite.
I
was copping
off. Of course.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that was a bad move.
That was a bad move.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Boxy. Sorry. Thanks for stating the obvious.
Rookie error.
I didn't get my invite. I'm like, celebrity people were saying I didn't get an invite. And I'm like, oh.
Name like, drop. Who's some celebrities?
Tones and I, one of them. She said, that's fine. I wasn't invited anyway, which is surprising to me. So I had to tell her it was a surprise party. But she can come to the next one.
Oh, my gosh.
But I said to Tones, I said, hey, mate, when my next one is, we can debut our single together.
Yeah, because you're going to work
at the party because we're working on a single. And she said, mate, what a bloody great idea. Real quick. Smart.
What if she's listening right now and just heard that you made up that it's a surprise party?
I'll just say I was doing it for radio. Right?
You would have let a few people down because you said you invited 40 people.
Oh, that was a joke, man. Got you again.
50.
No, I've got about 100.
Did you 100? Ask Nick out of interest?
Yeah, I asked Nick.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Thank
but you.
But I knew he'd have a gig, so I'm like, yes, there's one invite that just sent.
266,000 followers. So you let a lot of people down yesterday. But a lot more people didn't get an invite than got one.